June 16th. Jesus says, every period has had its forms of piety. The church arose amidst the turbulent waves of the world. Virgins and those consecrated lived mixed in among the pagan throngs, bringing into them the fragrance of Christ, which saturated them, and they conquered the world for Christ. Then came the period of the austere separations. To bury oneself to the world, according to the views of the time, was necessary for perfection, and the ongoing redemption of souls. From the monasteries, from the hermitages, from the walled-in cells, rivers of sacrifices and prayers spread over the earth, descended upon purgatory, and rose up to heaven. Later came the convents of active life. Hospitals, asylums, and schools benefited from this new manifestation of the Christian religion. But now in the new pagan world of paganism, which is even more atrocious, because it is more demonically subtle, consecrated souls are again needed, that live in the world, as in the early times of my church, to perfume the world with me. They summarize the active and contemplative life in themselves in a single word: victims. How many victims this poor world needs to obtain mercy. If men listen to me, I would give my loving command to each one. Sacrifice and penance, to be saved. But I have only the victims who are capable of imitating me in sacrifice, which is the highest form of love. What did I say? By this they will know, whether you are my disciples, if you love one another. There is no greater love than that of the one who gives his life for his friends. The victims have taken love so high, that it has a form similar to mine. The victims give themselves for me, because I am in souls, therefore there is no greater love for me than that of immolating oneself for me, your friend, and for the poor sinful souls that are our impoverished friends, I say ours, because where there is a soul in love, God is also with her, and there are thus two of us. You often think of the cloistered life with regret. But consider, soul of mine, that being a victim makes you similar to the most austere of the cloistered. The victim adores, the victim expiates. The victim prays. The prayer of a victim is equal to that of the cloistered. He had a difficulty of having to live by prayer amidst the distractions of the world. Here too, I am your example. I, the victim, was able to worship, pray, and expiate, while remaining in the world. People can be souls of superb perfection, while remaining among the crowds, and not be such, while remaining under the seal of a double grill. Here too, it is love that counts, and not external forms. How does one become a victim? By living with a single thought. That of consoling me by redeeming others. The others are redeemed by sacrifice. I am consoled by love, and igniting love in the extinguished hearts. The life of a victim is a perpetual not belonging anymore to oneself, a continuous scattering of oneself, an unceasing burning. But the invisible presence, in which you too take delight, is granted to whoever is able to live this way. For I am where my apostles are, and my martyrs are. And the victims are martyrs and apostles. Jesus further states, to preserve bodies from the corruption of death, since very ancient times special fragrances have been used which halt putrefaction, and conserve corpses. But, O men who fall to pieces spiritually, wasted away by the corruptions of a whole society polluted to the core, O poor men for whom I died to no avail, why don't you use on yourselves the fragrances which can halt your corruption? I have taught them to you. I have taught them to you by my life, by my word, by my death. In my gospel, is the norm, in order to live healthy in the flesh, and in the soul, in thought and in action. And I lived out that gospel in my 33 years of life. You cannot say to me, as you can say of your false prophets, you preached one thing, but did something else. No. Jesus was the master, not only in word, but in deed. I have taught you to prefer purity and continence to lust, sobriety to guzzling, faithfulness to deceit, work to idleness, honesty to fraud, respect for authority to rebelliousness, love for the family to dissipation, mercy to harshness, humility to pride, justice to abuse of power, sincerity to lying, respect for innocence to scandal, faith to unbelief, and sacrifice to enjoyment. But I, God, have done these things before you. You have placed everything under your feet and have danced, like fools, upon the divine maxims in which your good lay in this life and the other. You have increased knowledge in all fields except in the only one necessary, in the knowledge of my gospel. You have sated yourselves with all foods, except the only one necessary, my word. You thought you were rising up to the level of the Superman. You have only become super animals. The Superman is created by my law, because it deifies you, and makes you eternal. All the rest does not raise you up. It only makes you lose your heads. Martha said to me, Master, he has been in the grave for 4 days and now smells. But for now, how many centuries have you been there? You sink lower and lower into the grave and the rot of death. Not even my voice shakes you. Not even my tears. But how can you rest contented, degraded as you are? You had heaven, you were God's heirs. Now what are you? A mass of lepers, and of those possessed by demons that torment you, kill you, make you delirious, and drag you into the fire, even before you are dead. You have the fire of hell in your minds, and in your hearts. and I had introduced into you the most gentle fire of charity. The fragrances to save you from complete putrefaction are penance, sacrifice, and charity. But would you like to use them? No. You do not look at the crucified master who by his sacrifice has given you new souls capable of eternal life, who has cleansed you with his blood and his tears from the leprosy of sin. You do not look at him. He speaks to you of goodness, love, and sacrifice. You want to be bad, you want to hate, you want to enjoy. At the great victim and the little victims trying to transfuse a new life into you, you raise your threatening fist and hurl your deriding curse. Be careful, headstrong men. The patience of God is immense, but it is not your place to tempt him further, for I said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.